Today is July 17, 2026. This is your functional health briefing for Patient. In the next 6 to 8 minutes, we'll cover what several health experts this week have noticed about your cells, energy-producing machinery called mitochondria, and how blood sugar, sleep, and movement all connect back to that same system. Before we get into any of that, here's the empowering part. You don't need a lab coat or a medical degree to start supporting your own vitality. Understanding your body a little better, even at the level of what's happening inside a single cell, is one of the simplest forms of self-advocacy there is. You are allowed to ask questions about your own energy. You are allowed to experiment gently and pay attention to what your body tells you. That's what today's briefing is really about. So let's start small, smaller than small, actually. Inside nearly every cell in your body, there are tiny structures called mitochondria. Think of them as little power plants. Their job is to take the food you eat and turn it into usable energy. Professor Thomas Seyfried, a biologist at Boston College, explained on the Diary of a CEO that when these power plants are running well, they're remarkably efficient, squeezing a large amount of usable energy out of just one molecule of sugar. But when they're chronically stressed or damaged, your cells have to fall back on an older, much less efficient backup system, one that burns through more sugar just to keep the lights on. Here's what's interesting. Seyfried isn't the only person circling this idea. Dr. Paul Anderson, a naturopathic physician speaking with Dr. Jill Carnahan on Resiliency Radio, said he sees this kind of cellular energy struggle as, in his words, nearly universal among his chronically ill patients. Now, it's worth being clear. Seyfried's specific theory about cancer is a minority view in his field. Most cancer research today focuses on genetic changes rather than cellular energy. But when two clinicians, coming from very different corners of medicine, keep landing on the same underlying theme, it's worth paying attention to, not as a cure-all, but as a genuinely useful piece of the wellness puzzle. So what stresses these little power plants day to day? Seyfried pointed to a familiar list: ongoing inflammation, poor or interrupted sleep, chronic stress, and diets heavy in highly processed carbohydrates paired with a sedentary lifestyle. Building on that, Dr. Eric Berg raised something many of us don't think twice about: breakfast. On his YouTube channel, Berg explained that a lot of whole grain cereals, once processed, behave in the body more like straight sugar than we'd expect, sometimes spiking blood sugar even faster than table sugar. He also mentioned that a compound in whole grains called phytic acid can significantly reduce how well your body absorbs minerals like iron, calcium, magnesium, and zinc. That's Berg's own interpretation, not a settled scientific consensus. But it's a useful nudge to simply notice how your breakfast makes you feel a few hours later. More importantly, this same thread, energy, and blood sugar balance shows up in how we eat throughout the day, not just at breakfast. Tim Ferriss, talking on the My First Million podcast, shared that after several weeks of eating within an 8-hour window each day, his own blood sugar markers improved noticeably. That's just one person's experience, not a formal study, but it echoes the same theme Berg and Seyfried are both circling. How and when we eat seems to matter for how efficiently our cells produce energy. And then there's movement. Andrew Huberman, speaking at a live event in Chicago, connected heart health directly to brain health. He referenced a target from his colleague, Dr. Peter Attia: roughly 2.5 to 3 hours a week of what's called zone 2 cardio, which is just a fancy way of saying exercise steady enough that you could hold a conversation but not sing along to a song. Huberman also mentioned strength training 2 to 3 times a week. His reasoning is lovely, honestly. Healthy blood vessels help deliver a clean, steady fuel supply to your brain. So your heart, your blood sugar, and those tiny cellular power plants are all part of one connected system, quietly working together every single day to help you think clearly and feel steady. If any of this were shown as a chart, picture it as a kind of visual progress map. One line for sleep quality, one for movement, one for how balanced your meals feel, and watching how they rise and fall together. The real takeaway isn't any single data point. It's that these systems move as a team. When one improves, the others tend to follow. Now, a caring note on safety, because this matters. Seyfried's mitochondrial theory, especially around cancer, remains a minority scientific viewpoint, and ketogenic or low-carbohydrate approaches are not part of standard cancer care. If you or someone you love is currently in cancer treatment, please don't make dietary changes without your full oncology team involved. There are real risks, like unwanted muscle and weight loss, that need clinical monitoring, not guesswork. And if you live with diabetes, are pregnant or breastfeeding, or have a history of disordered eating, please loop in your healthcare provider before trying fasting or major diet shifts. If you ever notice persistent fatigue lasting more than 2 weeks, unexplained weight changes, chest pain, sudden weakness, or severe abdominal pain, please reach out to a medical professional right away rather than waiting it out. So what's one simple, cost-free step for today? Just take a 20 to 30 minute walk at a pace where talking feels easy, but singing wouldn't. That's it. No special equipment, no big commitment. Just movement steady enough to support your heart, your blood sugar, and yes, even those tiny mitochondria doing their quiet work inside you. If you want to layer on something else, try noticing how you feel after breakfast tomorrow, or protect your wind down time tonight by dimming the lights a little earlier. Small, gentle steps, chosen with awareness. That's really all self-advocacy is. You've got this. Take care of yourself. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.